the rest of the story. It might have been called New Wales, that sizable chunk of land west of the Delaware River. If colonial founder William Penn had had his way, it would have been called New Wales, or simply Sylvania. You see, Bill didn't want that state or any state given his name. The modesty born of his Quaker religion prohibited such vanity. King Charles II obliged. So Pennsylvania was not named for its founder, William Penn. William Penn, founder of Pennsylvania Colony, was born into a prestigious London family. In 1666, 21-year-old Bill was sent to Ireland to manage the family estates. There he became acquainted with the Society of Friends, a generally despised Protestant sect, also known as the Quakers. Now, in those days, attending a Quaker meeting could get you thrown into jail. And before the year was up, that's precisely where young Bill landed, in the County Cork Hoosegow. Back in England, Bill's daddy got word, ordered his son released and sent home immediately. Surely there must be some mistake. There was no mistake. Young Bill had embraced the Quaker religion, to which his father replied that he would rather see his son dead. Bill left home to live with Quaker friends, to write pro-Quaker literature. Within another year, he was locked up in the Tower of London. Now, this Bill is our friend, the William Penn, in and out of British jails on a variety of related charges, pushing subversive Quaker literature, preaching Quaker propaganda in public places. And all the while, Bill's daddy stood sadly on the sidelines, watching what he believed was the ruination of his son's life. During one famous trial, Bill was badgered continually by the judge, and when the jury returned a not guilty verdict, that same judge fined the jury for contempt of court and had them all thrown into jail. What we're emphasizing here is the sincerity of Bill's religious commitment. With his father's blessing, he could have had virtually anything he wanted in England. His father was an admiral, an important man with important friends like the Duke of York, the king himself indeed, but Bill rejected the temptations of a comfortable life, instead fought for religious tolerance throughout the old world and then the new. He was 36 when at last the king granted a charter for that land west of the Delaware River, a holy experiment, Bill called it, the American settlement known today as Pennsylvania. By now you understand the motive of pious Bill Penn in scorning that name for the colony he founded. Humility was a most important facet of his Quaker religion. Why not he petitioned the king, call it New Wales or something like that? But permission was denied. Then how about Sylvania? Again, the king refused to comply. And yet let the record book show that in the end, Bill won out, sort of. King Charles II did combine the name Penn with the poetic Sylvania to mean Penn's Woods. But he was not referring to colonial founder William Penn. Pennsylvania was not named after William Penn, but after another William Penn. Bill's anti-Quaker father,